the Hernandez and Cruz Show.
Welcome to the Hernandez and Cruz Show. It is October 17th, and I am here with my boy from Virginia Beach, Mike, my guy. How are you doing? How's your health? What's good over there, Bobby? How you doing?
I'm doing good, man. Chilling over here. You know, it's cold. It's cold where you at, too. So, you know, it's that time of the year. But yeah, man, it's been good, man.
How's the physical therapy? I mean, you still rocking it out? You still getting strong? What's good?
Hey, I'm doing good in physical therapy, you know, working on some new things and things like that. Balance, a bunch of different stuff. You know, it's a full body type thing. So it really all depends what they feel is necessary to be worked on. You know, we work on every component that is possible, you know, from balance, stretching to muscular stuff to strengthening. You name it, we do it.
All right. Well, you know, it was a rough day over here at Cruz Farms. I lost a chicken last night. A motherfucking weasel got in there. Little bastard. But, you know, that's another day of life at a farm. I always got a chickens are dying, whether they're sick, whether they're getting killed. And as is the circle of life, life and death happens on the farm. But this week, the Hernandez and Cruz Bowl, my guy, the New York Giants, they traveled to upstate New York. The Buffalo Bills, New York Giants. Now, for those listeners that are joining in, first of all, thank y'all. We appreciate y'all tuning in and downloading our shit. Appreciate all the love. You know, Mike is a Giants fan. For those that don't know, if this is your first time joining us, I'm a Buffalo Bills fan. And this year we just get to go back and forth on our teams. But anyways, going back to Orchard Park, this one had a great storyline leading into the game. We had the return of some old friends, Dabo, Joe Sheen, Tyrod, both teams coming off a loss, primetime game. I mean, both teams were gritty, physical, shit-talking, shoving, defensive game. Of course, the game ended in controversy. I mean, what else would it be with the Bills and the Giants? Mike, with all that being said, my guy, what is your response as a Giants fan and what you watched as the Bills beat the Giants 14-9? Talk to me.
Well, since you just mentioned controversy, let's start there. What did you think on that last play?
You jumping to me?
Yeah, what did you think on that last play?
It's a good question to start off the show. And there was a lot of things leading up to that play. But if you want to just narrow it down to microcosm of that vacuum play, absolutely, my man was holding. But the great thing I loved about it, my man Taron Johnson took a page out of Mr. Darrell Revis Island, which is have the same color gloves as the opposing team's jersey because the refs can't catch it all the time. And that's been an NFL old trick. So, yes, my man got away with a hold, but it didn't matter because y'all didn't finish the deal. The game ended just like at a halftime on the 1 yard line. So there you go, Mike. But it was holding, no doubt about it. It shouldn't even have got to that point, in my opinion. But, you know, we'll get into that a little bit more.
No, it shouldn't have. I mean, to my surprise, we hung in there and we had a chance to win. Wasn't expecting that shit at all. Tyrod played well. You know, he's serviceable. What he had, 200 yards. Played well, man. You know, he did what Tyrod does, which is game manage and don't turn the ball over. That's what he did. Surprise. The most surprising thing to me is the fact that we only gave up 3 sacks. That made me smile from ear to ear. But that shit's kind of weird, you know? Our best left tackle is out, and you only give up 3 sacks. And we bring back old boy Justin Pugh from Syracuse, and who went to Syracuse. You know, we inserted him at guard. Then our backup left tackle went down. We slid him over to left tackle, and, you know, short passing game, you know, is what we did. You know, Tyrod has limitations as far as quarterback goes. But, hey, I mean, it was competitive. We had a chance to win, and couldn't get the job done. That's what it came down to. But
how do you feel about Justin Pugh with the Key and Peele shout out of Off the Couch when they introduced him? My man, that shit was fucking hilarious, man. And yeah, props to him because he had a tough job that night.
That shit was hilarious. You know, just fresh off the practice squad. But, you know, he's a 10-year vet. So, I mean, he did what you expected him to do. He did better than what people expected at left tackle, because he's at this point, he's not a left tackle. He's a guard. He played some tackle early in his career with us. Like I said, man, 3 sacks. I can't emphasize that enough, man, especially after last week. You know, I mean, all season, Daniel Jones been taking a beating. But last week, Daniel Jones took a beating. He got hurt. And Tyrod got the shit knocked out of him, got the wind knocked out of him. So, yeah, man, I'm impressed with the line. Got to give them their props right there. But, man, Saquon came back. That was another good thing. He struggled most of the game, but he broke off two or three big runs. And he ended up with a 94, decent game.
He looked good.
93 on 24 carries, but it's kind of skewed there and kind of like weird stats because the bulk of them runs, for the most part, came on like three carries, them three big runs he broke. But, I mean, you know, he gutted it out with that high ankle sprain. One thing I also got to mention, that catch by Jalen Hyatt late in the game across the middle when he got smacked, you know, that was a big play. Because, you know, a lot of people know him as a speedster, deep threat. So for him to make that kind of a catch in that situation, that was big, man. That was big for sure.
Who was that other receiver you had, Robinson? Was that his name?
Oh, Wandale Robinson, yeah.
He made a couple nice catches, too, I seen out there.
He was a rookie last year out of Kentucky, and he suffered an ACL injury, so he missed the majority of the season with him last year, but he came back this year. That's who that is. And then as far as the other thing I want to say, man, when I'm going to bring up another point where the refs kind of fucked us over. Illegal man downfield that wasn't illegal man downfield. When Jalen Hyatt made that big catch and they called that illegal man downfield, man, that kind of like kills the momentum too, man, because, you know, we need the big play that Hyatt, but it's cool. Even though they called the penalty, at least we know he made the play. But it didn't.
Real quick to your point on the refs, Mike, is I agree with you. I thought they were shitty the entire game. Number one, they were taking forever for calls. They didn't know what was going on. They had all these penalties. And I think even on some of the New York calls when they got into that big scrumble and their people were pushing each other, you know what I mean? It was just a shit show all around from the refs, in my opinion. It wasn't good at all.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, with every sport, it seems like refs are getting worse and worse by the year. And so I'll all just right,
but
leave
but
it
keep
at
going,
that.
You know what I mean?
But, I mean, we got to – now you good. We gotta overcome that, you know. We lost, what, 14-9? So only lost by five. You know, it's ironic because I'm usually not the one that cares about moral victories. But that just goes to show how shitty the Giants season has been. That, hey, I'll take that because I thought Tyrod Taylor was going to get sacked. I put 15 times on Instagram. But, of course, I mean, that was a high-ass number. But you get my point. I thought he was going to get – the shit rocked out of him with that pass rush y'all got. But, you know, we did our job. We kept the quarterback upright for the most part. Kind of disappointing because I did want to beat you and talk shit. Cause, you know, if we would have won, then that would have definitely been a bad look for y'all with back-to-back losses and losing to the Giants with how they played. But it didn't happen. Darren Waller needs to step up, man. He hasn't really been that productive this year, even though it's not all his fault. But, even in this game, man, there was plays that he could have made that he didn't make. But it is what it is. He got me enough points in fantasy for me to win. Defensively, man, you know, played great on defense. Our linebacker that we got from the Colts, he had a big day. Bobby Okor, I think is how you say his name. I don't know how to say his last name.
Okereke,
yeah.
I think it's like Okereke, yeah,
that's how you say it, something like that. But he had double digit tackles, was all over the field. So that was very impressive. Corners didn't play that bad. I mean, of course, Stephon Diggs is going to be Stephon Diggs and make plays, but Deontay Banks and the other corners played decent in the game. I wish we could tackle better. That's one thing. We missed some tackles in critical situations. But for the most part, I think if you're a Giants fan, you got to be pleased with this game, besides the fact that we lost. At least we didn't lose the way we did against the Cowboys, like 40-0 or some shit. So enough with me. What do you think about the game? Let's talk about your side of the things. Talk about the good and the bad from that game.
Okay. Before I jump into it, I have questions lined up for you, my guy. Just because do you want me to wait on those?
Oh no, you could ask a question. Go ahead.
Because I want you to get it all out. I feel like we both gotta express, you know, about our teams in the game, but. How do you feel about Dabo yelling at the QB the last few weeks in a row? And one, he slammed the QB. He yelled at Tyrod for the play at halftime. which I'm going to ask you about that in a minute. And then, you know, before the previous week with Daniel Jones, he's throwing the damn tablet.
I mean, not only just in football, but in life, everybody responds differently. So, you know, it's one of them type things. Maybe he has to scale back a little bit with Daniel Jones. But as far as the young, that's Tyrod's a veteran. I think he'll be able to take it. But, yeah, it's clear that when it comes to Daniel Jones, maybe yelling at him isn't the best response. But, you know, it is what it is. It's his coaching style. He has a lot to prove as a coach, honestly, right now. Because, like I said, man, that coach of the year is looking like fool's gold. And I get we came into the year with high expectations. And when I say high expectations, I mean a wild card berth. Wild card. But, I mean, yeah, he has a lot to prove. And the coaching staff as a whole has adjustments they have to make for the rest of the season. Not only with the lineup, but just with play calling and things like that, getting different players involved. Hopefully Saquon can stay healthy the rest of the year and that can change the dynamic of the offense. But we'll see.
Yeah, I love that response on, you know, depending on the player, they should be able to take it. And that Thabo is a yeller. I will tell you, Giants fans, he yelled in Buffalo. Now, did he yell at Josh Allen on national TV? Not really, but that doesn't say they never got into it on the sideline because they both are fiery competitors. So don't, you know, I wouldn't go too much into that shit. But yeah, you might be right, Mike. Maybe Daniel Jones doesn't respond to that. But talking about play calling, this is with a Dabo question. I'll let you, you know, say your responses. Do you think those calls at the end of the first half and at the end of the game on the 1 yard, was that coaching or the QB?
I think both were coaching, and here's why I'd say that. End of the first half, I think he mismanaged the clock, so I'll start there. Play calling-wise, of course, everything is in hindsight. He could have ran different plays. As far as end of the game, I think that was totally 100% the wrong call. I know you got a Saquon, that's not 100%, but you could have called some type of misdirection type run, maybe to like Hyatt, since he's extremely fast. You know, he has Waddle-type speed. So maybe you could have done something like that, or maybe you could have tried a quarterback sneak, you know? I don't think giving Saquon the ball in that situation would have been a good idea since he's coming fresh off a high ankle sprain. And I also understand that the line isn't that good, so of course, you know, that he's not going to have that much time to protect, but I'm not really worried about that because you're at the one-yard line. Of course, different plays could have been called. I thought they could have ran a speed option to the far side of the field with Tyrod, giving him an option of either taking it himself or pitching it to Saquon. Something like that could have been called at the one. Something to try to like confuse them, because that play was real easy to defend. I mean, it was just a jump ball. So there's certain plays that I think could have been higher percentages. How much higher percentages of converting? I don't know, but higher percentages, of course. But yeah, I would have liked to seen some type of like speed option with Tyrod, giving him an option to either pitch it for the score or something like that. But overall, I mean, there was plays to be had in the first half and the second half that could have changed the complexion of the game. I think the first half blunder was more of a bigger issue and something that needs to be looked at more than the last play of the game, because not only the clock mismanagement, but I didn't like the play calls that they did. So, you know, the Bills kind of, from y'all's side, I will say this, y'all kept us in the game from a standpoint of missing field goals. So that kept us in the game. I really feel like there were certain things y'all could have done to put more pressure on the defense, because Josh Allen didn't have a good game at all, but we didn't have any sacks, if I remember correctly. I don't remember them getting any sacks. But I do remember y'all double-teaming, triple-teaming Dexter Lawrence in the middle at times. But yeah, we got pressure at times. We just couldn't get a sack. But with the type of game Josh Allen had, we should have won. But it is what it is. That's why the Bills have been the Bills over the last couple of years. You know, they know how to win them types of ugly games when you don't play your best. So credit to y'all.
Yeah, so this one for me leading up, there was a lot of mind game shit. You know, Dable with that slick motherfucker days leading up to the game talking about how great Josh Allen is and he could be great in any offense, which, you know, all that stuff before the game. Oh, I'm going to hug you. You're so great. All the former players. I know that Michael Jordan nonsense, how fucking be your best friend and can stick a knife in your back. And I knew he was all about that shit soon as I seen the Giants uniform choices, because they came out with them Giants helmets from the fucking Super Bowl 25, which is some fucking bullshit. Another mind fuck game that Dable was doing. You slick motherfucker. You don't think I noticed that shit, but I do. And I ain't worried about y'all because, you know, we still came out with the W. But anyways, I got to give credit to the defense. Your defense and our defense. Our, matter of fact, our defense won us the game, but that's all right. Josh Allen made the throws when he needed to. But number 99 and 97, I don't know who those were, but they were getting pressure on Josh Allen all night because he was running a lot. And your linebacker, we already talked about him, that you signed from the Colts, Okereke, whatever how you say his name, was all over the field. And, you know, both sides, man, what stood out to me is that I think the Giants, with all that being said, the great defense they played, the mind games they played, the toughness they showed with all the, you know, the pushing. It was a real, like, there was some feuding going on there of the old regime that came from Buffalo. Now, you know, you got Tyrod Taylor playing quarterback, which he was our last quarterback to be a playoff in the playoffs with the Bills, you know, and then the wide right, like you said, the missed field goal in the first half. But, you know, the Giants made a lot of mistakes that kept us in games. And, you know, I can, bad teams do that. I'm not saying that the Giants are terrible or horrible. They play tough, but like, I've noticed that my team used to do the same dumb shit, same dumb mistakes. Like, why are you guys doing this? You know, when they were at their downturn.
Hold on real quick. Not to cut you off, but 99 is Leonard Williams. He might be on the trading block this year because, you know, we're going to sell. So he might be somebody that mm-hmm. the Giants could get some value for. And 97 is Dexter Lawrence, the big defensive tackle right through the middle. They were double teaming and triple teaming. So I just wanted to let you know that those were the two guys that was really
okay. Yeah. Keep, well, I was going to say, keep them motherfuckers. They had a hell of a game.
Yeah. We keeping Dexter Lawrence, but yeah, we can get rid of Leonard Williams, but yeah, go ahead.
Leonard Williams. Is he not usually good? He just had a good game.
Nah, he's usually good. Just a vet. We can get something for him. We just recently re-signed Dexter Lawrence in the offseason. So, you know, we're going to keep Lawrence. But, yeah, Leonard Williams is a vet. He's probably like 32, 33, if I had to guess. Been in the league for a while.
Okay.
But, yeah, go ahead. My bad.
Yeah, no, you're good. No, going back to what I was talking about with, I feel like Dable knew our playbook, which, you know, I've heard previously Allen and a lot of the offensive coordinator, hey, it's a lot what we did before when Dable was here. They've changed up a few things. And I think that credit goes to, again, Dable, I think, was out coaching the Bills in that moment, meaning he knew their playbook. He was set up. The Giants played like it. Like, they were all over our guys. They knew a lot of our plays and they were always there on the ball. And I'm not taking any credit away from them. Like, that's how you play. That's the gamesmanship. That's what you want. That's a smart coach. Hey, you know, that's something Belichick would do, to be quite honest with you. So, you know, good kudos to them. And, you know, our coaching staff, you know, Thurman Thomas has called out our offense many times on Twitter, just saying, you know, basically, where's the running at? And we're not using the run effectively. So that's going to be something to think about as from a coaching standpoint where we move forward. But, you know, the Giants absolutely played us tough. Your O-line even showed up, Mike, as you said, you know, and that's crazy because they only got three sacks. And coming into this game, the Bills were the leading the league in sacks. Thank you, Washington O-line, which might be actually worse than the Giants O-line. Sam Howell's been sacked the most and pressured the most in the league. Got 34 sacks. Good Lord, that guy. Watch out for him. He might just get injured. I don't know if you got him in fantasy, but man, that dude takes a beating every week.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's crazy. But anyways, you know, the game started out. Gabe Davis fumbling, which I'll be honest, I think the Bills should move on from after this season. And, you know, basically the whole first half, Mike, it was a stalemate. It was just really a defensive battle. I mean, what are we talking about? 6-0 at halftime. Really, neither team was doing too much. The offense didn't, for the Bills, from the Bills' perspective, was just, you know, lethargic. And they started to get away from the run again. And then right up until the fourth quarter, once they started running, they became more effective. And that's when you started to see the offense take off. Cook ran for 71. Murray ran for 45. You know, and Allen, you know, he had some amazing plays. I mean, he threaded the needle that to that tight end in the end zone on the run.
Yeah, that was a crazy ass throw.
To Q. Yeah, Q, our third. He's our third string tight end because Kincaid was out and Knox, who knows, he's probably hurt or dropping a pass somewhere. Anyways, the game, speaking of Knox and Allen, the game should have been over before that last drive that the Giants had. And Allen, I would say, missed him still catchable. I wish he would have still caught it. I mean, it was still, at the end of the day, both of y'all get paid, pitch and catch. Got to do it no matter what. They got to convert there. They didn't, but our defense, you know, held strong and, you know, it almost had the curse on us, the missed field goal again, wide right. I was like, am I living through this shit? And I thought Tyrod Taylor for a moment was like, man, this motherfucker about to beat us. And I'm like, fucking leave it to the Bills to, you know, fail like that. But I do think, you know, that's where that call for McDermott on the field goal, once we didn't convert that third down towards it, because that would have ended the game essentially. And I understand it. He wanted to go for the kill. He's like, if we hit a field goal over here, it's over. They're not, you know, it's going to be too far to reach at that point. And kudos to him. That was a gamble because it gave the Giants the ball in our, you know, in our territory over the, I think it was, you guys were right near the 50 or at least over it at that point. And that's where, you know, unfortunately for a Giants fan, the game ended at the 1 yard line. But it, I mean, I think both teams, there were some weird coaching mistakes. At least, you know, hindsight's 20/20, and you could always say that was a right or wrong call. But man, I don't know. I feel like our coaching was off. And obviously, I already said the refs were off. It was trash. But, you know, for me, Mike, I'm still right here with the Bills. Like, I'm not overly excited. I'm not really down either, because at the end of the day, adversity, when things aren't going your way, when your offense can't score, can you still win a game? When everything's not right, you know what I mean? Where you got a lot of players injured or, you know, everything just isn't clicking. Can you still overcome that? And to me, that's showing me, all right, Bills, you can still overcome it. Oh, yeah, the Giants, are they a great team? No, but it doesn't matter. Any given Sunday, anybody can lose. You know what I mean? I mean, the Niners just lost to the Browns backup quarterback and third string, you know, practice squad. Kareem Hunt came off the street a couple weeks ago. So it's like, you got to be ready. And no matter what, if you can win, and this is where I'm at with the Bills, Mike, I would just say this to Bills Mafia is stay steady. Don't get too high. Don't get too low. But the Bills, no matter if they play great or they play bad, they need to fucking win. I don't care if they play great, but then they lose. I don't care if they play bad and they lose. Like, I want y'all to fucking figure out how to win, because it's not always going to be pretty, especially in the NFL, because everyone gets paid. You know what I mean? It's not like you're playing scrubs out there. Sometimes, yeah, the talent level is different, but at the end of the day, everyone gets paid. So, you know, I don't care about stats and numbers with the Bills anymore, Mike. The only number I want to know is, what is the cost going to be for a trip to Vegas to see the Bills in the Super Bowl? Because that's, you know, that's ultimately the goal. So I don't want to get too down on, oh, we beat the Giants. Like, no, I'm not, you know, like Joe Burrow said it on an interview, I'm not going to apologize for a win. Like, get the fuck out of here. You think I give a fuck? You know, how many, you know, Super Bowls, you know, Peyton Manning or Tom Brady have won and they haven't looked great in, and they still got a fucking chip. Like, no one's mad at them because they didn't play great. Like, no, motherfucker, did you guys win the game? Because no one gives a shit if you played, you know, perfect football, but you still lost, you know? You don't get, I don't know, trophies for trying is a Dabo quote, which is pretty cool. So there you go, Mike. That's, I guess that's my take on the whole game, man. But yeah, props to the Giants, man. Y'all came out, y'all played your ass off. I ain't even mad at it.
Yeah, the effort was definitely there. It's just the result wasn't as far as, you know, being on the side of the, on the win column. But, you know, the effort was there. Hopefully we can use this momentum and stuff to springboard us to the rest of the season.
Who do the Giants got next week?
Washington.
You guys got Washington on the road or at home?
It's home. And Washington right now is a 2-point favorite on the road. That's embarrassing. But it is what it is. It's a 1 o'clock game. You know, over here we get all the Washington games. So I'll definitely be watching that. Sam Howell's played decent this year, so that'll be an interesting game.
Yeah, we got the Patriots in Foxborough, so we'll see how that goes.
No, it's EDW. Y'all playing mac and cheese. But I mean, yeah, we'll see. We'll see how Sunday goes for us.
That's it, folks. Y'all heard it from here. Live reactions. Thank you so much for tuning in. Download, you know, subscribe to our podcast. We're on all the streaming platforms, Hernandez and Cruz.
Make sure you follow us on Facebook and Instagram at the Hernandez and Cruz Show. Appreciate all the love.
Hell yeah. Holla.